1W4NGU.
Afternoon, Phil. Oh, I just come within about 2 feet of having some old gal back into me in the Sam's parking lot over here at, let me turn this radio down, over here at Sam's in Spartanburg. I was already backed out and getting ready to put it in drive, and she come flying out there backwards, and Bernie says, stop. Well, I was already stopped. These parking lots are, it's kind of like the license plate I see in front of me, Phil. It says, pray, number one.
I had a similar situation a couple of weeks ago after working on that restoration 18 months. Had the car out, and we decided we'd go through Wendy's and bring my daughter something back home, and got everything fixed on the car except the horn. I mean, just rebuilt all kind of stuff. And the lady started backing up, and I started screaming, and I almost ruined my throat screaming. I had no horn to stop her. And she got stopped about a quarter inch in front of my front bumper. And I would have just been as sick as a dog if she had backed into that car with all the work I'd put into it. But she got stopped, and I'm not taking it out again until I get the horn fixed.
They would have probably cited you for that, for not having a horn rather than her for, you know, you can't troubleshoot for stupidity is what we always used to say on maintenance. This thing's got a lot of tricks and things like that that tells you if somebody's coming, but it was all too quick. I didn't have any response to it, Phil. So your Pontiac's ready to go. Well, I don't think getting a horn for it would be any problem. Probably need an air horn around here nowadays.
I don't know why the horn is missing from underneath there, the hood, but I've got another one on order, an original replacement. But there's a wire broken in the steering column that has been keeping, I guess, maybe my uncle thought the horn was bad and took it out. But I found the real problem, so when I get that fixed and get me another horn replacement, I'll be in good shape. But it scared the daylights out of me.
Well, Phil, my son-in-law had a, I think it's a 36 Chevrolet, and they put about 40,000 into it. And we were over to that Bonds technical place where the oldest grandson goes to part-time, and there was some younger generation come along there, and you know, at a car show like that, you see a car of that caliber, boy, there's a big thing of trash, and oh, that guy just hit it behind me, and it went everywhere, dream and trash. This Honda behind me smacked it squarely. I didn't see it to the last moment because there's a car in front of me about three or four lengths. But at any rate, that took my train of thought away. It used to be in the old days, Phil, they just had a little old thing about the size of an aspirin, and all it did, here's the source of the trash falling out, and they got the highway blocked. All it did was when you push your horn, it just grounds that. And sometimes you can just polish it a little bit with some Scotch-Brite or something. Oh, my God, you ought to see the trash out here, Phil. It's like running an obstacle course. There's bag after bag after bag out here by this sports center. Coming out of Spartanburg, headed back on, I call it Wade Hampton. I think it's 29, but it's right here, almost in front of that, what do they call it, the Star Center, upward complex. He's out trying to pick it up anyway, so you got to give him some credit for that.
Well, I tell you, I've always known this, but good case in point is if you don't run mechanical stuff, it will rot into the ground. This car was parked in 1988, and I replaced just about everything on it except the motor, which had just had 51,000 miles, and thankfully just roared right back into life. but I mean from one end to the other, including the gas tank and the radiator. And there's not much else you can name that I didn't replace. Even had to take apart the universal joint in the back, but it looked brand new. It was brand new, but I had a leaking seal. So that $125 pound item had to come down and come apart and all that kind of stuff. So you can bet I run this car in the church parking lot beside my house at least once a week. I'm not going back again.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got that done, Phil. That's a beautiful car, that Pontiac. My neighbor restored a 67 Camaro, and it's got like 630 or 680 horse, I think, on the dyno. And he built a motor from scratch. And I'm telling you, he bought every nut, bolt, screw, everything in the world for that 67 Camaro online. It's all available now. All the door trim, all the window trim, the vents, you name it. I was really amazed at how much was available nowadays.
From Rock Auto and Ames and several of those, you know, supplying original parts. And then whenever I could, I did not buy a Chinese part. I bought, you know, something manufactured in this country, most of them original equipment. But you can rebuild a 60s era car easier than you can a 90 era car. This German car I'm driving here, you can no longer get the mirrors, the motors and the mirrors and a number of parts on it you can't even get. So you could not restore this car like you can an older car, but just because of technology, and they just don't stock parts like they used to.
Sir Mobile. Yeah, you're quite correct, Phil. And I've never done it, but that's amazing, because I used to, back in the old days, I had to go to the salvage yard if I wanted anything for my old, I had a 53 Chevy and a first series 55 Chevrolet 5 window, and that thing would be worth some money now. I had it painted, and I treated a guy, a wood stove I built, for him to do a paint job on my truck. Man, he done a beautiful job. And then one day in the high school parking lot, we give it to our daughter, our oldest one, and she was very careful with it. Somebody backed into it right behind the door on the cab and smashed that in and just drove off and didn't report it, which I guess is normal operating procedure nowadays. There's so many hit and runs over here. I was thinking about you this morning on the news, on Fox News Channel. They had a picture of a Mercedes, and a guy was 70-some years old, and a tree fell right square in the cockpit. And I'm telling you, Phil, it was a mess. But, you know, those Mercedes, all of my life I've read about them. They're one of the safest cars in the world. And I was surprised that cockpit gave in, but it was a big tree, and it killed him. But I saw that, you know, follow the star on the front of it. And, boy, sure hope that didn't fill.
Wise men have always followed the star.
You got that right. No argument there, Phil. Well, we are tooting along pretty good considering it's the noon hour over here. I'm always amazed. We go by a hot dog shop over here on the way back home. And I'll tell you what, Phil, that place, and they're parked clear out on the highway. Every time we go by there, we ate there once, and it was okay. But I don't see that much of an attraction to it.
Yeah, well, people will get something if it's real good, whatever it is, over some of these chains now. Well, listen, I'm pulling into my mom's house. I got to take her to the bank. We got to get some stuff notarized and medallion notarized. Try to wind up this probate. doggone, that's been an 18-month deal. I'm not done with it yet, but we're right at the end of it. So good to hear you, my friend. Talk to you later, W4. Never give up, clear.
That's my boss. That's about all the talking you'll get out of her, Phil, but she's still pretty wonderful. Talk to you later, W4NGU, N0TR Mobile. Who's this stranger down there?
K4NC Mobile. How you doing, buddy?
Well, how you doing today? We just been to Sam's Club and Walmart. Headed back towards home.
Yeah, I just had to do a couple trips, and Alex is washing the camper because we have to seal the roof, and I have to go to the nut and bolt store to get some bolts for Fred's amplifier. Don't find their original bolts, they're very weird, and they have a weird washers on it. Can't find it, so I find something that's gonna look pretty good on it.
Well, you had a good leak tester yesterday. We got 5.81 inches, Gabriel, at our house.
The dogs have a field day. We let them out of the cage, and they got a whole swamp for them. I was about to call a guy today to start to clean the swamp, but I know he didn't do nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing about it, so I didn't call it.
Well, you been doing any radioing? I haven't seen a whole lot on lately. Yep, I just wondered if you'd landed very many. I've worked a few, but I haven't seen a great deal on there. Late of an evening, up around 10 o'clock or so on, there's some, but I don't usually last too long after 10 o'clock, Gabriel. Well, 8 o'clock, I guess you'd say, on. So, I just wondered if you've been working any.
The other day I hear 10 meters was open on CW. I was working and I got a Cobra 148. And it works all the lower part of the 10 meters. Boy, CW was packed with a lot of people. But I just can barely pay attention, but it was a lot of traffic. That's what I tell you. Lately, I ain't doing nothing lately, really. I got a couple jobs. They get really stuck, and I barely have time until I finish, which was 2 days ago. So I'm going to use today to do all the errands I need to do before the bad weather came again, I'll tell you that.
I think next week, Mr. Justice said that it was going to be in the single digits possibly down here. I don't like to hear things like that. I've only saw that one time down here in the last 14 years. It got down to 12 one time, and he was saying it might get down to as low as 10 degrees.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Well, as much as we don't want it, Tom, it will happen one way or another. So, I guess we have to just get ready for it. And that's it. We ain't got no much of the choice about it. Go ahead, Rusty, K4NC Mobile.
See in the group, W2T. Good afternoon to both of you. And I hollered to Tom for Tom earlier, but he didn't answer me, so I just had to go eat lunch by myself and all. But, nice, boneless wings and some baked beans and something to drink, and I'm fit. Now I got to go home and meet the person coming to give me a price on doing some tree trimming. Go ahead, Tom.
Just passing the brother-in-law's, or, well, my, no, it's not brother-in-law, it was my son-in-law's dad that passed away, passing their place. They don't live there no more. She doesn't. Carol does over in Spartanburg. But, yeah, Rusty Brew is probably in Sam's Club. Just about got run into. getting out of the parking lot. Some lady started backing up and got within about 2 feet of us. And she was in an older Honda, I guess you call it an SUV. She just about got us, but Bernice hollered, but there wasn't nothing I could do. I was already backed out and getting ready to go the other way, and she just backing into the side of us. But she got stopped about 2 feet short, so thankfully... I had my hand on the shifter or I would have honked. I was putting it into drive, you know. But sorry we missed you. And we got everything we needed. Bernice got some ribs and different things. And we didn't make it out for under 100. It was 124, so it did pretty good.
Oh, man, I made the $75 full car groceries. But anyways, nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Tom. The guy was hit at the lower end of the price on the on what he quoted me. He hit me on the 800 even. So, but him and his crew were there, and they were there about an hour and 45 minutes, and they brought the house up to where it's all nice and level. Doors closed nicely now. Cabinets stay shut. All kinds of good things. So, anyway, and then I'm meeting Kylene. She was recommended by both the guy that did the work today and the guy that's going to do my roof work about doing tree work, so I'm going to have to talk with her, and she's going to meet me at the house in about 30 minutes. So anyway, that's what's going on here, and just trying to get things done, as they say. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, we had a lady come out and estimate ours several years ago, Rusty. Spanish lady, and the guys that were in the company was her husband and some other ones, and they were Spanish and didn't speak English, but they really done a fine job. Can't gripe about that at all.
With the racist stuff.
Wasn't racist. I just couldn't talk to him. I had to talk to her to talk to him.
One big to the brother.
What it is, I took a class to learn to speak Spanish, and it stayed with me for all of about 2 weeks, and then I didn't have anybody to talk to, and it got worse and worse, and now there are a few words that can pop into my mind when they're said, but most of it is gone again, and oh well, maybe one of these days I'll think about trying to relearn it again and everything. Well, my thermometer on the car says it's 49 degrees out here. I'm finding a little bit of a breeze in a couple of spots, but mainly not like we had yesterday. That's for darn sure. So, anyway, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
This is 0TR Mobile. Yeah, 27 mile an hour. It was still blowing at 3:30 this morning. I kept hearing noises and on the roof of the tin barn and that. Well, yeah, Gabriel, one of our best friends down here, his name is Rudy, and he has a very nice young lady that he was lucky enough to get in a divorce, and he does our concrete work, and I haven't seen him in a little while, but him and her both are really precious to us. But they're nothing like you. They're nice folks.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah, I was nasty yesterday, actually. I hear just the wind coming through and shaking all over. But it wasn't that bad. Well, we got the better end of the deal, buddy. There's some places that get really rough, like the guy that you was talking about, the tree fell off on him. Some places here in North Carolina, they get pretty hammered too. But well, that's the way it is. As much as we don't want to, things gonna happen, and it's not matter if, it's matter when. That's it. I guess guys. We're happy to be alive another day, buddy.
I think we got the bulk of the rain up on this end of the state. At least that's what they're saying. And a lot of the wind went down from the middle part of the state to the coast. And my sister was talking about the power flipped off at her place for a little bit of, for about 15 minutes yesterday and then back on. Fortunately, she's got a generator, so that takes care of her problems and like that. But, and I go by this place where they've cleared all this land and they're getting ready to put in all this pipe and everything in the ground, because that means they're going to be building a subdivision here. And my little two-lane road does not need this much heavy traffic on it. It's already got enough from the school and the two subdivisions that are up the road from me. And it's what it is, as they say. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, that goes for both of us. Too many houses up here now, and Highway 101's a mess every day, and depending on the time you go down it. But at any rate, I got a message here that says maintenance required, so I guess it's finally time to change the Earl in the car. I don't know where this idiot in front of me is going. He's down the middle of the road going to the top of a hill. I don't think that's a good way to be. Must be older than I am, because every time a car comes by, he hits the brakes. Anyways, Rusty and Gabriel, nice hearing you both. The pleasure's all mine. I'll say 73s. We're just a couple of blocks from home, and I'll catch you down the line. And you're right. It's just nice to not be pushing up daisies from the root side, Gabriel. Take care. KV4NC to take it in, 0.
I'm home, so I need to start to work on that thing and a couple more projects I got, because, if we got bad weather, at least I can work inside of the house, because I got tons of job to do, but he's just been neglecting the shack for a year and a half, and I need to do a lot of stuff. Anyway, nice talking to you, Rusty. I catch you guys down the lot. Sentry.
Well, that works out well for all of us, because I just pulled back in the end of my driveway, got to get out and see if the mail has come yet, and then get pulled in the yard and wait on this young lady to come check my tree situation. I'll talk to both of you later. Have a good one. N0TR with KN4BC. KV4NC. This is W2T. 73s all around.